Welcome back to the Deep Dive. Today, we are grabbing our clubs and hitting straight for the fairways of South Africa.
That's right.
We're taking these really specialized tips we found inside the Golf Day Buddy app, and we're going to turn them into a masterclass on consistency.
Mm-hmm.
So our mission is simple: to give you a reliable golf swing, one that holds up under the, you know, the very challenging and diverse conditions you find all across essay courses.
And we aren't just summarizing the basics here. The real value is knowing that consistency on the Highveld is, well, it's very different from the Cape Coast. It requires a unique adaptation.
So it's about localization.
Exactly. The source material really just cuts through all that noise and gives you these shortcuts to lower scores, all by focusing on where you're playing.
Okay, let's unpack this then, starting with your feet, with your stance. South African fairways are famous for being uneven, and they often have that heavy kikuyu grass.
Oh, yeah.
We always hear you need to stand parallel to the target. But if you're playing on a side slope, like you'd find on a course in the Drakensberg Mountains, wouldn't that actually misalign your shoulders?
That's the key problem these tips address. On that kind of terrain, the goal actually shifts. You have to assess the slope and adjust your spine tilt first.
Okay, so it's not about the target line anymore.
Well, not directly. Your feet might not feel parallel to the target, but the key alignment is making your feet parallel to the slope line.
I see.
And you can use visual targets, you know, like that distant tree line at Gary Player Country Club, just to help you get your bearings again.
So we're really just stabilizing for all those elevation changes. The source also mentions this is vital on really extreme inclines.
Precisely. You keep your knees softly bent, of course, but it's a weight shift that needs to be incredibly smooth.
How so?
The advice is to really exaggerate the feeling. Smoothly transfer your weight from your back leg on the backswing and then move it sharply forward on the downswing. That gives you the power to get through that thick South African rough.
Okay, let's zoom in on the grip. This is often where things go wrong under pressure. You often hear a lighter grip is better, but with the humidity in SA, does the source suggest maybe a bit more pressure so the club doesn't slip?
That fight against slippage is so important. Now, the club should rest mainly in your fingers, not deep in your palm.
Right, for better control.
For maximum club face control, yes. But the application here needs a little thought. The tips say you should find a grip pressure tight enough to stop the club from twisting, but loose enough to avoid tension in your forearms.
And what about that humidity you find at coastal spots like Arabella?
For that, the advice is very direct. Use a superior glove and always, always keep a towel handy.
A good grip gives you control. Now let's talk rhythm or tempo. We often hear about that slow, controlled 3-to-1 ratio.
Mm-hmm. 3 counts back, 1 count down.
What's the specific benefit of that when you're playing a course where timing is everything? Maybe like Hootsbroek Golf Club.
The 3-to-1 ratio is all about creating controlled speed. At a place like Hootsbroek, you have tight landing areas, serious hazards.
So small mistakes are punished.
Severely. That slow backswing builds muscle memory. It ensures you hit the slot perfectly and you maintain that balance and control you need for accuracy. It is always rhythm over pure muscle.
And we can see this in the legends who mastered these conditions.
Yeah.
The tips point to Ernie Els, famous for his fluid tempo.
He was the champion of rhythm over raw power. He's a perfect example of that 3-to-1 approach in action.
And what about someone like Louis Oosthuizen?
If you look at Louis, he's celebrated for his amazing accuracy and his success. Well, it proves everything we just said about stance and alignment. He shows that you need that careful attention to the basics to get the ball started on the right line. These are proving strategies.
Finally, let's talk about the finishing move, the follow through. We know it transfers energy, but how do we adapt it for these specific courses?
A complete finish, you know, facing the target with your weight on the front foot, that confirms you've committed to the shot. The adaptation suggested by the Golf Day Buddy app is all about stability. So when you're playing the hilly courses of Mpumalanga, or maybe the windy Lynx-style courses in the Western Cape, the source recommends widening your stance just a little before you swing.
A wider base.
A wider base. It makes sure you don't lose your balance when all those rotational forces meet that uneven ground.
So what does this all mean for you? The big takeaway here is that consistency is built on simple actions, stance, grip and tempo, but you have to tailor them to the specific terrain and weather wherever you are, just like the source material details.
Exactly. And for your final provocative thought, while we focused on the physical side of things, remember that the source says the brain is the best club in your bag. A disciplined pre-shot routine and visualization can keep your game reliable, even when the pressure is on.